Hallelujah, peace and complete joy to all brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah, 愿恩惠平安跟弟兄弟姐妹大家同在。
Praise and thank God for giving this night after a long week of work, be able to come here to have fellowship with one another.
感谢神经过一个长的礼拜今天晚上神又带领我们大家一起可以聚集聚会。
May God grant us the peace and joy within our hearts.
愿神将他的恩典平安都赐给我们。
Tonight I would like to share the topic with you, truth, the perfect weapon.
今天我想用这个前辈的这个武器圣灵来做题目。
We can see that indeed there may be 2,500 of us are listed in the phone book.
我想我们大概有2,500位这个信徒的名字
在这个名册上。And maybe 1,800 is active.
那么从这2,500当中，大概有1,800是真正有在参加聚会。
But even though there's 1,800 active, but many of us indeed are wounded.
那么就是1,800，我们有经常这个出入教会说不定这当中也有些这个受伤的。
And the reason we are wounded because we truly do not know how to use the perfect weapon.
那为什么我们会造成这个灵性的受伤呢？就是我们不知道来使用我们这个前辈的武装。
Because God indeed already grant us the perfect weapon, but we ourselves need to know how to use it.
因为神已经给我们这个前护的金装但是重要是我们要知道怎么去用。
Nowadays you can see United States Armed Forces is one of the great armed forces in the world.
今天这个美国的军队可以说是全世界上最强的。
The reason they are the great armed force in the world because they have the greatest weapon in the world.
因为我们有最好的这个装备。
One of the weapons that they have is the B-52 bombers, the airplane that can fly so high that the radar detector cannot detect it.
包括这个 B-52 的这个轰炸机这个飞机可以高空中那么侦察器查不出来。
But what this airplane carry also a smart missile.
那么这个飞机上也是带着一个非常这个精细的这个飞弹。
So that missile is pretty much is so smart that pretty much if they want to kill all of us sitting here today, and then they would just be able to send a missile come through that door and place it right here and destroy everybody.
那么是一个非常精细的这个导弹系统所以它可以非常精确的认定目标。比方说它要把我们这个炸的这个地方的话，它可以直接瞄准这个目标。
So what about for us as a Christian? What is a perfect weapon?
那么对于我们基督徒来讲到底什么才是这个前辈的金装呢？
A perfect weapon is the truth.
这个前辈的金装就是真理。
And then we can say to ourselves, what is truth?
我们可以问自己说什么是真理。
Many scholars from the beginning of the age, they try to seek for the truth.
有很多的这个学者从开始他们就在寻找这个真理。
Even Pontius Pilate himself, when he had Jesus Christ in front of him, he asked him, what is truth?
就是比拉多在审判基督耶稣的时候，他问耶稣说：“什么是真理？”
Because indeed in the world there is no truth.
因为在这世上没有真理。
Because truth, truth that means anything that everlasting.
这个真理就是永远不变的。
But for us as a Christian soldier, indeed God have granted us the truth.
对我们一个基督徒来讲神已经给我们这前辈的新装。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 17.
我们看这约翰福音的第十七章。
The book of John, chapter 17, verse 17.
约翰福音十七章的十七节。
John, chapter 17, verse 17.
约翰福音十七章十七节。
Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
说你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
You can see the word of God is truth.
所以神的道就是真理。
Because the word of God is from everlasting to everlasting.
因为神的道是一直存到永远。
That's why it is the truth.
所以这是真理。
That's why for us we need to use it as a perfect weapon.
所以我们必须要用这个真理来做前辈的金装。
So why is the word of God is a perfect weapon?
为什么这个神的道是前辈的金装呢？
Let's read verse 17 again.
我们再读第十七节。
Sanctify them by your truth. Thy word is truth.
说你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
You can see that the word of God can sanctify us.
所以神的道使我们能够成圣。
Because all of us, when after we get baptized, we are justified by the blood of Christ.
因为我们受洗之后，我们就靠耶稣的宝血来称义了。
But as we live in the world, the word of God need to sanctify us.
那我们活在这世上，我们还要靠主的道来使我们成圣。
That means the word of God can set us apart from the people in the world.
所以这个神的道可以使我们跟世人有所分别。
You can see that one of the greatest armed forces in the United States is the Navy SEAL.
啊，这个在美国啊，这个啊最这个精细的特种部队啊，就是海军的这个啊这个啊武装小组。
But before they can be called Navy SEAL, they have to do a lot of things to, you know, to separate themselves from the ordinary people.
啊，那么要成为这武啊这个海军武装小组的这个成员的话啊，首先他们要跟别的兵不一样。
One day I was watching a special on the training of the Navy SEAL.
啊，有一天我看这个啊海军的武装小组的他们训练的这个录影带。
So for example, there's 50 of them would start the training together.
啊，比方说五十个人开始受训。
And the training would last for 6 months.
那么这个训练一直要经过六个月。
And after training, maybe only 8-10 are left.
啊，那么这个训练过以后，大概只有剩下八个人啊，或十
个人留下。Because during 6 months, indeed, is very tough.
啊，因为经过六个月啊，是漫长的熬练。
Some of them have to jump off the helicopter into the ocean without any parachute.
啊，有些人要从这个直升机啊，直接跳到这海洋啊，没有降落伞。
And some of them indeed had to swim many, many miles.
啊，有些他们要啊，这个很长的这个游泳。
And some of the training, they have to go, you know, and sleep in the mud for several days without any food and water.
啊，有些的训练就是要在这个泥沼当中啊，几夜啊，这样睡在那里，没有吃也没有喝。
That's why many of them indeed they cannot make it.
啊，所以很多人啊没有办法熬过这个训练。
So when they make it, then they can call themselves the Navy SEAL.
啊，他们经过这个漫长的熬练之后啊，才能够称自己是这个海军武装小组。
They have separated themselves from the ordinary people.
啊，所以他们真的啊，把自己跟其他的人就分别出来了。
So likewise for us as a soldier of Christ.
啊，那对我们来讲，我们是基督的精兵。
We need to understand that God has separated us from the ordinary people.
啊，我们要了解啊，神啊，使我们跟别的人也分别出来。
Even though sometimes with a physical eye we cannot see it.
啊，有时候我们用肉眼看不清楚。
But in the spiritual realm, indeed, maybe.All the heavenly hosts and all the evil spirits, they will know that we are separate. God chose us as separate from the ordinary people.
啊，但是在属灵的这个境界当中啊，无论是天使或者魔鬼，他们都看得清楚啊，神的确把我们从世人当中分别为圣出来。
For example, when I was working as a therapist,
啊，当我还在做一个啊这个社会工作的辅导员的时候
，I get this nine-year-old girl who was referred to me by the school.
啊，有一个九岁的女孩子啊，就是从校方。啊，来介绍来看我。
And the reason was she was referred to me because she wanted to kill herself.
啊，为什么她会啊由校方来介绍看我呢？就是这九岁的女孩，她要自杀。
The reason she wanted to kill herself because she said that there's a voice that tell her, a voice of a good friend tell her to kill herself.
啊，因为她经常听到声音啊，就是好像她好的朋友的声音告诉她说啊，她要自杀。
So she came for the first session.
啊，所以他参加的第一次的这个面谈。
And her mother is also with her.
啊，他妈妈也跟他在一起。
Usually during the first session, I would like to talk to the parents first to find out what's going on.
啊，在第一次面谈的时候，我总是要跟这个啊这个父母亲谈一谈，来了解孩子的状况。
So while I was talking to the mother, I asked my coworkers to watch her because she was waiting in the waiting room.
啊，所以我跟这个孩子的啊这个母亲谈的时候，我叫我的同事看着这孩子。啊，这女孩子还在等。
So I spoke to her mother about 10 to 15 minutes.
啊，我跟这个女孩子的妈妈谈了15分钟。
And then I went outside and I approached the little girl. I say, "Is your time to come in?"
啊，然后就到这个啊走廊的地方啊，跟这女孩子讲说，这是你的时间进来了。
And during that time, I was surprised that the little girl is only by herself waiting, and my coworker is not watching the little girl.
啊，那个时候呢，我就发现这个女孩子在那边等啊，那我的同事呢没有看着这个女孩子。
So when I went over to her and I said, "Is your time to come in?" She's like, "No." She's like that.
啊，所以我跟她讲说啊，该你进来的时候，她说不要。
I go, "No, it's your time to come in to talk to me for a little bit." And she's like, "No." And she's like that.
啊，我在跟她讲说，这是你跟我谈面谈的时候，但是她还是拒绝说不要。
And I then say to her, "Okay, if you don't want to see me now, we can make a point for next week." And she said no, and she almost climbed up the wall and she ran outside.
啊，那时候我跟她讲说，你都这次不看我，那我们可以定下一次的面谈。然后那个时候呢，啊，她几乎是要爬到这个墙上去。
And during that time, I don't know what was going on.
啊，那个时候我不知道发生什么事。
And then I walked back toward my office.
啊，我回到我的办公室。
And then my coworker, he ran after me.
啊，然后我的同事啊就马上跟我进来。
And he said to me, "Rudy, why the little girl so afraid of you?"
啊，那个同事就跟我讲说 ，Rudy, 为什么这个女孩子这么怕你呢
？And I go, "What are you talking about?"
我说你在讲什么
？And he said, "When they were out there watching her, and she looked at all of them with an evil eye, they all got so scared." So they ran into their rooms.
他说这女孩子在等的时候啊，他用很凶险的眼睛啊，好像是魔鬼的眼睛瞪着大家，所以没有一个同事敢看着她的。
Of course, they told me that she was possessed by the evil spirit.
当然他们也跟我证实说她正是给鬼附身
了。So, but when I was walking out there and I talked to her, and she started to scream.
所以我出去跟她讲的时候，她就开始尖叫。
First, my coworker he walked into my office and he looked at her, hey, what do you have in your office? Why is she so afraid of you?
我一个同事到我的办公室来啊，他就问我说，你的这个办公室有什么？为什么这女孩子会怕你呢？
And then he said to me, oh, you believe in God, that's why she's so afraid of you.
他就跟我讲说，哦，因为你信神，所以这女孩子就很怕你。
And also I realized, oh, that is true, that's why she was afraid of, because the spirit of God is in me.
所以我真实的知道啊，因为这个神的灵跟我同在，所以他这个魔鬼呢就怕我了。
So that's why for us as a Christian soldier, we need to be filled with the Word of God.
所以对一个基督徒来讲，我们必须要被神的灵来充满。
Because the Word of God can separate us from the worldly people.
因为神的话可以使我们跟世人不同。
So that's why the first reason is a perfect weapon.
所以这第一个原因就是说这是前辈的军装。
So turn to Hebrew chapter 4.
我们再看希伯来书的第四章。
The book of Hebrew chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Chapter 4 verse 12.
希伯来书四章的十二节。
Hebrew chapter 4 verse 12.
四章十二节。
For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and it is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓，都能刺入、拨开，连心中意念和主意都能辨明。
We can see here, say the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to division of soul and spirit.
说神的道是活泼有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节骨髓都能刺入、拨开。
And of joint and marrows, and a discern of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
包括心中的思念跟主意都能够辨明。
You can see when Peter, after he received the Holy Spirit, he preached to the multitude.
彼得被圣灵充满之后，他向这个成千的人来讲道。
And it said the word of Peter pierced or cuts into the heart of people.
那么彼得的道理就是他们听了就扎心。
And then that day, 3,000 of them got baptized.
所以当天就三千人就受洗。
So you can see that the word of God indeed allows us to be able to preach to people.
所以因为圣灵使我们可以向这个成千的人来讲道。
Because people's heart is very difficult to understand.
因为人的心实在是很难刺透。
So we just use our own way to preach the gospel, indeed it can never be effective.
所以都是用自己的方法我们不能够有效的来传福音。
Because the word of God can discern the thoughts and intents of the heart of the people.
因为神的灵能够这个人心中的思念跟主意都能辨明。
So the word of God not only can sanctify us, but also the word of God can use to preach and win soul.
所以神的道不仅是能够使我们分别为圣，而且靠着神的道，我们可以有效的来传扬福音。
We can see also to say the word of God, for the word of God is living and is powerful.
而且讲说神的道它是活的，而且是很有果效的。
So the reason is sharper than any two-edged sword, because the word of God is living and is also powerful.
那为什么说比一切的两刃更快呢？因为神的道是活泼而且有功效的。
And this is very important.
这是很重要。
Because to pierce a people's heart, to move their heart, we need to have the power of God.
因为要这个来感动人的心的话，我们一定要靠着圣灵的能力。
Every time I think about the word of God is living powerful, I can see a vivid picture.
当我每次提到说神的话是活泼有功效的时候呢，我就可以想象到一个图画。
I remember one, usually when I try to preach the gospel to my coworkers and my friends, usually it's quite tough.
我记得当我要跟我的同事我的这个亲近的朋友谈福音的时候是很困难的事。
So months after months, indeed, I go weary in preaching the gospel to them.
所以呢，经过这个几个月的我经常想跟他们传福音。
And they also they themselves go weary in listening to me.
那么这样谈了以后呢，他们也是觉得很累。听我讲也很累，我跟他们讲也累了。
So sometimes I say to God, I say, God, is it new? You know, is it beneficial for me always trying to keep preaching the gospel?
所以有时候我就问神说，到底我继续的这样子传福音是不是有功效呢？
And one time, one of my co-workers, she was hospitalized.
有一次呢，我的同事，他就入院了。
Because of liver failure.
因为他的这个肝脏的功能坏了。
So during that day, I remember she was hospitalized on Tuesday.
我还记得她是这个星期二的时候入院。
So on that Tuesday, she could not eat, she could not drink at all.
所以那一天她入院，她不能吃也不能喝。
And she was very painful.
那她觉得很痛苦。
So that during the night, and she was sleeping, and all of a sudden she hear a voice below her bed say, "Get up and pray."
那么在晚上的时候，她听到有一个声音跟她讲说你要起来要祷告。
My coworker, she's in her 40s.
我这个同事呢，她大概是四十岁。
And all the years she's been living, she's been worshiping Buddha.
那么这些年来她都是这个拜这个菩萨的。
But during that time when he said, "Get up and pray," and then she thought.Are praying to Jesus Christ.
但是有声音跟他讲说站起来祷告他知道是要向天上的这个耶稣来祷告。
And then when she thought of praying to Jesus Christ, then she remembered how I taught her how to pray.
他也记得说要怎样子向这个天上的耶稣来祷告，因为我教他过。
And during that time, she was thinking, why don't I want to pray to Buddha? Why, you know, my mind tell me to pray to Jesus?
他想一想说，那时候为什么我不向我原来这个菩萨祷告，而要向这个天上的耶稣祷告呢？
So during that time, because God moved her heart and she took her IV and everything, and she walked toward the bathroom.
那么时候这个女同事当时候呢她有这个感动结果呢她就把那个这点滴的这个点滴筒就拿出来那走到这个厕所。
Because she did not want to bother her roommate next to her.
因为她不愿意吵到跟她同房的这病友。
So when she went to the bathroom, she remembered how to pray.
那他走到这个厕所的时候，他就记得这样是祷告。
So、she kneeled down and said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray."
所以他真的就跪下来，然后就奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
So the minute she said the name of Jesus Christ, she prayed, and she feels so much peace and joy, and her heart is full of warmth.
当他用奉主耶稣圣名开始祷告的时候呢，他就感觉到心头很平安，而且有一个温暖的感觉。
And then during that time, she could not believe it.
那个时候他倒不相信会有这样功效。
So she came back to her room, and she was all excited.
但是呢，他又回到自己的病房的时候呢，他就觉得，这很有意思。
So the next day, she's not only be able to drink water, but also she be able to partake solid food.
到隔天的时候，她不仅是可以喝水，她也可以开始吃东西。
And then at times she called and she testified to me how joyful she was.
所以呢，这个女同事就打电话跟我讲，跟我见证说，这个时候她可吃可喝，她说很喜乐。
Your God exists.
她说你的神的确是存在。
So that the following Sunday, she's supposed to have a surgery.
到这个礼拜天的时候，他应该是这个动手术的时候。
So it just happened one of the pastors from the East Coast went to visit Boston.
当时候呢是有从这个这个东岸来的一个传道到这个 Boston 去。
So we went to visit her.
所以我们就去看这位女同事。
So he prayed over her.
然后他就为这个我的女同事祷告。
So Saturday morning, the doctor examined her again, and she was totally healed.
到这个礼拜六的时候，这个、医生在检查她她就完全这个痊愈了。
And she was released from the hospital the same day.
所以呢，她就这个出院。
So that's why the word of God is living and is powerful.
所以说我们说神的道是这个活泼有功效的。
So for us as a soldier of Christ, we need to sow the seed.
所以我们做一个基督精兵的，我们必须要这个撒这个福音的种子。
Because we don't know when the seed can become alive.
因为我们不知道这个种子什么时候可以成长。
Because God is the one that gives the increase, not us.
因为主耶稣这个神是我们撒的种子能够成长的，而不是我们自己。
But our job indeed only to spread the seed.
但是我们的工作就是我们要去撒种。
So that's why we should not lose heart.
所以我们总是不要灰心。
Because every time we sow the seed, we never know.With God's mercy, He will increase it.
因为我们总是不知道我们所撒的种是这个神会使它能够成长增多倍。
So the word of God not only can sanctify us.
所以神的道不仅是能够使我们成圣。
But we also can move the hearts of the people.
而且可以感动别人的心。
Because the word of God indeed is can pierce through them.
因为神的道的确可以这个赤裸拨开他们心思意念。
Let's also turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
我们再看以弗所书的第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书的第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12.
以弗所书六章的第十二节。
Chapter 6 verse 12.
以弗所书六章十二节。
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against the rule of darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness and in the heavenly places.
所以我们并不是以输血机的征战，乃是以那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
As a soldier of Christ, we need indeed when we preach the gospel, we are fighting against the wicked one.
的确，当我们在传福音的时候，我们是跟那属灵的恶者在征战。
Because it says here that the power is in the air.
因为他说这是空中的那些属灵气的恶魔。
We are fighting against the darkness of this age.
而且是个幽暗的世界。
You can see that's why all of us as a soldier of Christ we need to realize this.
所以我们既然是做基督精兵的，我们要知道我们征战的对象。
So anyone who is not baptized is still live under the control of Satan.
只要那些还没奉主的名受洗的人，他们还是在恶者的掌握之下。
So every time we preach the gospel, we are fighting a fierce battle.
那我们每次在传福音的时候，我们就是在打着激烈的属灵的战争。
Because we try to bring the people from darkness to light.
因为我们要把那些人从黑暗当中救出来，进入光明。
Try to bring the people from Satan to God.
从这个撒旦的权下能够归向主的权下。
So that's why I don't think we are fighting against flesh and blood.
所以我们要知道，我们并不是跟输血机的征战。
I remember when I was at a couple months in my TTP in Bowen Park.
我还记得在伯恩教会几个月这个神学生的时候。
Before then, I have experienced evil spirit before.
过去以前我曾经也经历过这个。这个魔鬼的骚扰。
But during that night, I was sleeping. For example, I was sleeping here, and Pastor Cole was sleeping here, and Uncle Sam was sleeping over there.
那么我们在伯恩教会的时候，就是这个布里跟隔壁就是柯恒雄传道然后呢，刘弟兄就是在另外一个角落的地方。
And all of a sudden, I see a portal open right in front of me.
A portal,
a door, a door.
忽然间我就感觉到前面那个门打开了。
And in the spirit, I was awake.
在灵里头我是醒的。
And all of a sudden, I see hundreds of Satan coming out.
我就看见有成百的这个魔鬼出来。
Because every time it comes out, I say the name of Jesus Christ, and then they just scatter left and right, up and down.
因为我看到这个魔鬼出来的时候，奉主耶稣圣名赶鬼，那么他们就这个走药就逃开。
So, but at first, I can see only about keep hundreds of them. But later on, I can see thousands of them coming.
刚开始我看是成百的，后来是成千的进来。
They just keep multiplying.
好像他们一直在这个变数的增加。
Then during that time, I was so tired of casting them out.
那个时候我非常的疲倦没有办法再跟他们赶出去了。
So in the spirit, I woke up Pastor Cole.
所以那个时候呢我就把这个柯传道弄醒。
So in the minute that he's awake, he also started cast Satan out.
那么他醒过来的时候，他也在奉主耶稣圣名赶魔鬼。
But there's so many evil spirits that coming out of that door that we got so tired.
但是这么多数的这个魔鬼从这个门上进来，后来我们都疲倦了。
And during that time, I was awake.
那个时候我就醒过来了。
And then I realized, indeed, there's many evil spirits out there.
所以我真的知道说在。这个空中执政掌权的确是非常的多。
There are thousands of them always want to bring the Christian soldier down.
有成千成万他们就是要把这个基督的精兵这个打倒。
So that's why in verse 13 said, Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may able to withstand the evil day.
所以十三节说要拿起神所赐的全副军装，那么我们才能够抵挡仇敌。
So what is the whole armor of God?
那么到底什么是神所赐的全副军装？
See, that's why many of us we are wounded because we do not put the whole armor of God on us.
为什么我们会受伤呢？因为我们没有把这全副的军装穿上。
So that's why Satan be able to shoot the weak spot that we have, that the part is not the armor of God.
所以这个魔鬼才能够这个试错我们没有。这个带着全副军装遮盖自己的地方。
So the armor of God in verse 14 it says, "Start therefore having good your ways with truth."
所以十四节还讲说要把真理当作带主来试验。
So as a Christian soldier, we need to put our ways with the word of God.
我们就是要把这个真理当作带子束腰。
And it says in verse 15, "Then having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace."
十五节说用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
So the gospel of peace indeed is the word of God.
所以这个平安的福音的确是神的话。
So from our waist to our feet, we need to be saturated with the word of God.
所以从我们的这腰一直到我们的脚都要被神的道来充满。
And it says also above all, take this shield of faith.
而且呢，此外还要拿着信德当作盾牌。
For us to have great faith, we need the word of God.
我们要有信心的话呢，就是一定要有信德当作盾牌。
Because the book of Romans say faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
因为罗马书告诉我们讲这个道理这个信心是从听到来的。
So for us to put the shield of faith, we also need the word of God.
那么既然要把这信德当作盾牌，我们就需要神的道。
Without the word of God, indeed, the fiery darts will be able to get us.
因为若是没有用神的道那么这个魔鬼的这个火箭就可以刺穿我们。
And in verse 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation, which is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
而且十七节说要戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
So you can see, indeed, the whole armor of God is the word of God.
所以呢，这整个全副的军装就是都是神的道所做的。
So we as a Christian soldier, we need to cover ourselves with the word of God from head to all the way to our feet.
所以做一个基督这个精兵，要从头到脚全部要用神的道来做军装。
Only then we can say truly we put the whole armor of God.
所以我们要看我们自己是不是真正穿上神所赐的全副军装。
I remember during this in Southern California, we also studied this passage.
我记得我们在这个南加州神学班训练的时候，我们也读过这段章节。
And on my way home, I was thinking, wow, why is it so important for us to put the whole armor of God to be able to fight against Satan?
我在回家的旅程的时候，我再想一想。为什么一定要穿上这全副的军装才能够打这个属灵的征战呢？
And then that night I was sleeping.
那天晚上我在睡觉。
And also I see Satan stand right in front of me.
我就看见撒旦就站在我的前头了。
And usually when I see Satan, I say in the name of Jesus Christ, I'll cast it out.
通常我看到这个邪灵我就奉主耶稣圣名要去赶鬼。
But this time a thought came into my mind.
那么这个时候呢，我倒是有一个想法。
And I say, Woody, instead of casting out, saturate yourself with the word of God.
我说呢，提醒我自己说，以其奉主耶稣圣名把他赶走呢，我用这个神的道来完全充满我。
So during that time, I was thinking about the word of God.
所以那个时候我就在想主的道。
And I can feel the word of God going through from my head, going down to my feet.
我就可感觉到神的道这样贯穿下来，从头一直到脚。
So the more I'm filled with the word of God, I can see Satan is all shaken right, before my feet.
所以当我感觉到这个神的道从头到脚这样子。穿过来的时候呢，前面的撒旦他就开始颤抖，就逃了。
And then finally, when I was filled with the word of God,
那当完全被神的道充满的时候
，then Satan he just disappeared.
这魔鬼他就消失了，无踪无迹了。
And then I realized.
所以我就知道。
Indeed, when we fill with the word of God, we have the whole armor of God.
的确都是我们被神的道所充满，我们就是穿上这全副的军装。
So when we have the whole armor of God, nothing can stand in front of us, not even Satan.
若是我们真的有神的道当作全副的军装没有人能够站立得住，就是魔鬼也不能够站立得住。
That's why nowadays indeed we need to read the word of God.
所以今天我们的确需要来勤读神的道。
We need to fight against the evil one.
我们必须要跟魔鬼来征战。
And also we can see verse 17, it says, the sword of the Spirit is the word of God.
那么十七节又讲到说，这个圣灵的宝剑就是神的道。
You can see only the Spirit of God can hold the word of God, the sword of God.
因为就是只有神的道才能够当作宝剑。
So that's why many times pastor tell us to read the Bible and also to pray.
所以传道人常常勉励我们说要读神的话而且祷告。
So if we read so much and we don't know how to use the word of God, and then it would become useless.
若是我们观读很多神的话，但是不会去用它的话。那就是没有把它当作宝剑。
You can see many other denominations, they also study the Bible very fervently.
很多这个别的教派的他们也是勤读神的道。
Many theologians understand the Bible, forward and backward.
很多的神学家他们可以这个从前后倒背这个圣经。
But the problem is they don't have the Spirit of God.
但问题就是他们就没有这个神的灵。
Because without the Spirit of God, they cannot use the Word of God.
没有这个圣灵的帮助，他们没有办法来使用神的道。
Every time I read this verse, I think about when I was, before I came to Christ, I watched Star Wars.
那么我就记得我还没有到归主之前，我喜欢看一个节目。
And Star Wars is a warrior called Jedi.
那么这个星际大战争里面有一个叫 Jedi.
So Jedi carry the lightsaber.
那么 Jedi 呢，他就拿一个可以这个拯救生命的这个东西。
The lightsaber is their weapon.
那么可以拯救生命的东西就是他的这个武器。
And then no one else allowed to carry because they would not know how to use it. Only the Jedi warriors can use it.
啊，那么没有人知道用他这个武器，只有这加勒这个他才知道用。
So that's why for us, the word of God does not belong to us.
哎，所以实在讲说，神的道原来也不是属我们的。
The word of God belongs to the Spirit of God that dwells in us.
啊，这个神的道就是借着圣。啊，集中在我们里面的圣灵才能够真正成为神的道。
So that's why in verse 18 say praying always with the all prayer and supplication in the spirit.
啊，所以十八节说要靠着圣灵随时都欢祷告祈求。
And being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication.
啊，并且要再次警醒不倦为众圣徒来祈求。
That's why it's so important for us not only to read the word of God, not only to saturate ourselves with the word of God, we need to be also filled with the spirit of God.
啊，所以不仅是只有让啊这个读神的话，让神的话充满我们，很重要的就是要靠着圣灵随时都能祷告。
So when we are filled with the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God can be able to use the Word of God and be able to fight against Satan.
那说当圣灵充满我们的时候，那圣灵就帮助我们啊，来啊，用神的道当作宝剑。
So the Word of God not only can sanctify us, not only we can use to move people's heart, but also we can use to fight against Satan.
啊，所以神的道不仅是可以使我们成圣啊，是以打动别人的心。很重要的啊，就是可以啊，成为一个宝剑。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 8.
我们看这个马约翰福音的第八章。
The book of John, chapter 8, verse 32.
啊，约翰福音第八章三十二节。
Verse 32.
三十二节。
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
啊，再说你们要晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。
We can see indeed the truth will set us free.
啊，的确说真理可以使我们得自由。
The truth will set us free from many things.
啊，这个使我们得以自由啊，脱离很多的捆绑。
But the greatest freedom we will get is from the wrath of God Himself.
啊，但是最重要的就是我们啊，这个逃离神的愤怒。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 19.
啊，我们看启示录的十九章。
The book of Revelation chapter 19.
启示录的十九章。
Chapter 19, verse 15.
十九章的第十五节。
Revelation 19:15.
十九章十五节。
Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nation, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God.
在这里说，有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀列国，他必用铁杖管辖他们。并要睡全能神烈怒的酒杖。
We know during this time that John see the heaven open.
啊，这个时候约翰看见天开了。
And behold, there's a white horse.
啊，那么有一个白马。
And who sat on the white horse was faithful and true.
那么站在这骑在白马上的称为诚信。
And in his righteousness he makes war.
那么他审判征战都按着公义。
And then John continued to describe, his eyes were like flame of fire.
啊，约翰继续讲说，他的眼睛如同火焰。
And then he had a name that's unwritten, no one knows except for himself.
那么他有写个名字，没有他自己啊，就除了他自己，没有人知道的。
And say his name is called the Word of God.
那么他的名就是称为神的道。
Then in verse 15 said, out of his mouth he will go a sharp sword.
啊，十五节说有利剑从他口中出来。
We know the sword is the word of God.
啊，所以这个利剑就是神的道。
And Jesus on the end days will come to judge all nations.
啊，因为在啊这个啊末期的时候啊，主耶稣来要审判万国。
And he will judge us the nation with his word.
啊，他就是用神的道，他的道啊来审判万国万民。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
我们看约翰福音的十二章。
The book of John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
Chapter 12 verse 47.
啊，十二章的四十七节。
John chapter 12 verse 47.
啊，十二章四十七节。
And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I did not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. Verse 48.
四十八节。
He who rejects me and does not receive my words, he that will judge him, the word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day.
四十八节。
We know that during this time, Jesus tell us he himself will not judge the world.
啊，主耶稣在这里讲说他不会审判世界。
Because he did not come to judge, but to save the world.
因为他来并不是要审判，乃是要救这个世界。
But whoever rejects his word, the word itself will judge them.
啊，但是拒绝不领受我话的，审判他的就是我讲的道。
So that's why for us as a soldier of Christ.
啊，所以我们既然做基督精兵
，we need to have the word of God.
我们必须要有神的。
Because on the end days, the word of God will save us from His wrath.
啊，因为在末后审判的时候，神的道。可以救我们逃脱他的愤怒。
So then we think of why the word of God is such a perfect weapon.
啊，那我们再想啊，为什么说神的道可以作为这个千倍
的金装？Why the word of God be able to sanctify us?
啊，为什么神的道可以使我们成圣
？Why the word of God we can be able to move people's heart?
啊，为什么神的道能够感动人的心
？Why the word of God we be able to fight against Satan?
啊，为什么神的道啊可以跟魔鬼征战
？Why the word of God we be able to set us free from the enemies?
而且神的道可以使我们在末后审判的时候能够得到自由。
Let's read John chapter 1 verse 1.
我们看约翰福音第一章的第一节。
The book of John chapter 1 verse 1.
约翰福音的第一章第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
所以太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
We can see here, say, in the beginning was the Word.
所以太初有道。
So the Word is the truth.
那么道就是真理。
Because it exists in the beginning.
因为在太初就有它的存在。
And that Word was with God.
而且这个道与神同在。
And the Word was God.
那么道就是神。
So when we have the truth,
所以都是我们这个真理。
We have the perfect weapon.
我们具有这个前辈的。
Because we will have God Himself.
因为我们就是有神本身。
So that's why if we can saturate ourselves with the Word of God, God Himself will dwell in us.
所以都是我们让神的道完全来充满我们。这个神就住在我们的心中。
So if God Himself completely in us, who can stand in front of us?
所以都是神能够使我们得到完全。那么有谁能够站在我们的前面的。
Even Satan, the prince of this world, cannot stand in front of the word of God.
就是这个撒旦这个世界的王也不能够在我们前面站住。
So that's why the word of God is a perfect weapon.
所以说神的道就是全部的军装。
Because the word of God is God Himself.
因为神的道就是神本身。
So may God help all of us.